When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You already know who it is, man. It's your boy, FIFO247, here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And today, we're tackling Huss Kingpin and Ninth Wonder, the Super GOAT. You see, Ken, I didn't send this one to Spike. I was like, nah, this is, he going to come in here, rip this whole thing down. We have not, for whatever reason, done a lot of Huss Kingpin projects, but we have done Huss Kingpin in the past, in that first go round of DE365, which project you already know, I don't fucking remember. However, Ken, this go round, we need to tackle more Huss Kingpin projects outside of this one here, okay. Because he has a lot, and I know you fuck with him, I fuck with him. I want to start here. I thought the production was interesting. Just knowing how Ninth Wonder produces, I felt like this didn't feel like Ninth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like if Ninth Wonder wasn't, if his name was not on, you know, the artist list, I would have never thought Ninth. So that threw me off a little bit because I had a different expectation going into it. Not saying that I'm disappointed. It was just, you know, I thought we were going to make a hard right and we just went straight. And it was like, oh, okay, cool. I guess there's another way to get to where we're trying to get to. But overall, I like this project because I feel Ninth gave him beats that fit his world and not the other way around. And that's kind of sort of what I wanted because I know Huss. You know what I'm saying? Like he's on this Griselda wave. He's on the Rock Marcia, you know, minimalist drums and shit like that. And, you know, Third Eye shit and, you know, just fly type rapping. So I thought I was going to get more boom bappish. And it wasn't. And I was like, okay. And it's just, I don't know, Ken, it's just a mental, like it messes with me mental every time I play it. Now, I listen to it about 3-4 times at this point, and it's just like I like it, but I can't say I love it. You know what I'm saying? And I honestly think it's because of the expectations that I had for it, not because of the product that we got. So I'm trying to get out of my own way, but I seem like I can't.
Yeah, no, this is really good. A lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
And I attribute a lot of that to Ninth. Huss Kingpin can rap, so and Ninth can produce. So this sounds a little bit weird to say this, but nevertheless, like it's been a while since Ninth is one of my favorite producers, you know. But he has a style or had a style that I was accustomed to listen to, like you were talking about. So when I put this, so I was really interested to see what the pairing of Ninth and Huss do. Knowing what I can expect of Huss and knowing what I can expect of Ninth. Like, how do they partner together? Mm-hmm. And I was pleasantly really surprised and love, like, the soundscape and the beats that he provided him because it does feel like a different Ninth Wonder. And I haven't, because I know he's been off doing different things and I haven't really kept up with what he's been doing, you know, recently. But now I definitely want to go back because, like, the second track, that don't really sound like born. Traditional Ninth Wonder. The first track, we rewind with the little
not at all. Even shit. Super GOAT doesn't. Yeah. It sounds nothing like Ninth. And even I can't think of the damn sample, but behind the scenes, it was a big song from a hip hop R&B artist. Oh, I can't freaking. What's her name? I could see her name, or I could see her face in my head, but I couldn't tell you her name. But like even that sample, the way he flipped that, I'm like, this ain't, it's boom bap, but it's like, this don't feel like Ninth, like it's not choppy enough.
Yeah, but it's a different style, but there's still that Ninth Wonder signature style that's in there. That like, and I think that's another good example of that. Like, it's updated, but I like the way those drums are. Mm-hmm. It's like that sounds like a Ninth drum programming.
Gotcha.
But the samples aren't as little brotherish as they used to be, or when it used to do. And Ninth is he has a variety as producer. He has a pocket that he sits in, but there's variety. He's able to kind of fit and mold himself with different rappers, like when he did stuff with MERS and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So this isn't outside of what he's able to do. It's almost sound like, I don't know, I don't want to say it because feels and stuff, but he's like re-inspired, like reinvigorated. Like,
yeah, I don't disagree.
It's not like he fell out of love with hip hop. It's just that he's been so consumed with, from what I've seen, teaching it.
Yeah.
And now it's like, let me get, and of course doing this stuff with Raps, and he's done an amazing job with her.
100.
Like, she's everywhere right now and well respected as she should be. Mm-hmm. But now I almost feel like now I'm getting back in the lab again. And I'm here for it because I found he was doing something else with somebody named King something.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, well, shit, if Ninth out here putting out new work that I've been missing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's completely on me, not him. But yeah, I really enjoyed this. This was a nice, good hip hop album. Like,
100%. No, 100%. 100%. I would categorize this like extremely smooth hip hop. Mm-hmm. Damn near on a lot of these tracks, jazzy, especially like toward the, like already with smooth. I guess smooth and sweeter.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I never heard of them. But like that right there, like that's the epitome of like how smooth this whole project is. Mm-hmm. Supergoat is like super smooth.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, Huss was doing his thing.
No, he was. He was definitely doing his thing. You know what this nigga reminded me of? It reminded me of fucking Ghostface with a big ass robe on. Mm. Like, this nigga was rapping with a big ass robe on the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what this shit felt like.
Yeah,
so I know I was a little like, at the beginning in terms of, and like I said, it was just my expectation. But what I got, like, I'm like, all right, cool. I'm just trying to work past it because I don't know how much replay value it has for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I like it, but there's other projects right now that I like a little bit more. But this is a good project and it's definitely recommendable.
You know what I'm saying?
Like this is something I would send to BZ, something I would send to Modest, something I would send to Mike. Like, this is something that, you know, any hip hop fan that I know, I would be like, hey bro, like, listen to this. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely recommendable. With that being said, Ken, how do you feel about the features? We got Roscoe P. Coltrane. We got Muse with a $MU. We got Smooth. We got Sweeta, and we got Fredro Starr. Never thought we were going to see him.
Yeah, that was interesting. But I think I'm at a C plus with the features.
Really?
I don't even remember any of these features, bruh. Like, yeah.
Wow. I give it a B. Fredro was ripping that last shit.
Fredro was cool, but I don't remember and I've listened to this album, you know, quite a few times.
Wow.
But I think Huss just stood out way more to me than the features.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. Huss definitely outshined the features, but I thought the features. So I'll give it a C+ then. I'll knock it down to C+. I'll knock it down to C+ because they didn't add like extra spice. The only one that I would say that was the biggest standout for me was Fredro Starr. Like, you know, how gruff and how he is. With that smooth beat, that juxtaposition was amazing. That's the part of the reason why he stood out so much.
Yeah, but yeah, Roscoe was cool, but I don't know.
Muse didn't do much. So I'll give you that. C+, Ken. I'll give you C+.
Yeah, they weren't whack, but it's just.
Yeah. Production, I think I'm being a little low, but again, it's just part of my own expectation, but I'm giving it a B.
Okay, hey, look, bro, this is how we roll, bro. Like, 13 years ain't shit changed.
Yeah, ain't shit changed.
You know, it's just the gauntlet, bro. You mm-hmm. gotta be great to come through here, bro, unscathed. but for me, man, I'm at an A, bro. At an A though, after seeing all that, like, shit, that sample on shit, what's that track, bro? This shit is so fucking good. I think it's the one with Moves, What It Is.
Yeah, What It Is. Yeah.
Oh man, ninth was in this bag, bro. Yeah, it felt good to really hear like ninth again and really like, man, that's the guy. That not like he's falling off or anything, but it's just like, man, I want to hear him do more. You know, yeah. So yeah, A for me.
You know, Ken, after listening to this, and again, I just have to readjust, but you know who I think would sound amazing on these beats? Currency.
Yep. I was thinking that when I was listening to it, bro.
This is Currency's lane. And that's what I'm saying. Knight just fucked me up, bro, because he don't, you know what I'm saying? But I think if, man, if you give me where Currency is right now off of Traumatone, and you give me where ninth is right now off of this project, you put them together, I we talking some fire.
Absolutely. Currency, we're talking some fire. But definitely. I do agree with that.
Yep. Rap and singing, man, hey, I'm giving Huss a B+, A-.
I'm with you on the B+, bro. Yeah. Huss was rapping, bro. Yep. Yeah, he found his sweet spot over a ninth wonder beats. And I don't know if they were in the studio together, but I could definitely, it feels like ninth's influence or there was a real partnership in how they were going to work together or how he's going to rap. It feels like, I don't know if this is true, but it feels like ninth didn't just send them beats and he just rapped over and sent it back. It felt like it was like, nah, maybe you should do it this way. Yeah. Let's do it this way. Yeah. That's
yeah, it felt like they were conceptually on the project. Yeah. Yeah. No, 100%. 100%. Overall, I'm giving this a B+. This is a really good project. It's highly recommendable. I fuck with it. It's just ninth is fucking with me. Like, again, like if I would have never saw ninth on here, I would have been like, I probably would have gave it, I don't know, Ken. It's fucking with me mentally, bro. I can't get past the mental hurt on this one.
Yeah, I'm at a B+ with you. You know, I feel like the features, you know, kind of hold it back. We're talking about, a 3-part test, right? So, so yeah, I think the features, while not whack, didn't contribute enough for me to truly enjoy it. And you know, we can't just be handing out A's like that, bro. So,
nah.
B+, though. But that B+ is good, though.
Nah. B+ it's a good B+. Good. Like, it's a good B+.
You know, yeah.
All right, y'all.
Next time, just go solo. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing, y'all.
Y'all already know, man. Another day, another review. I don't know what's coming up tomorrow, but we'll have another one. We out. Peace.
Peace.